good day. Oh, today was a good, good day.
It is the Good Day program. Holiday shopping season has started in earnest. Actually, it started yesterday. We have Roberta Fasanelli. Not quite Freebie Friday deals, but big things. We had all of the Black Friday tips and deals that were listed. The Queen of Cheap box is located centrally and the homepage, DougStefan.com. So, Roberta, I'm so pleased. I'm proud of Roberta.
Oh.
Happy to have her here. She does such great work saving you money. It's
Thank
a big
you.
Deal, Roberta.
Yes.
How about a round of applause
Yay!
For Roberta? Yay!
Yay!
All right. So, Roberta.
Yes, dear.
We were talking about Thanksgiving Day conversations at dinner.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer and Richie both had sort of average conversations. I did not, but I've gone through my whole conversation. And for the benefit of those who weren't here last hour, download the podcast.
Listen to the podcast.
I'm not going through it again.
It's a long story, but it's worth listening to, if I do say so myself. Richie, did you think?
It's interesting, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so it's hour one for Friday the 25th, right? Isn't that how we would
That's
find
right.
it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Roberta, what did you talk about at dinner yesterday?
Oh, I guess the highlight was the series of very politically incorrect jokes that everyone was challenged to tell.
Perfect.
None
Challenge.
Of which,
Look
none of
that.
Which can be repeated on the air.
Come on.
Only at Roberta's house would they, on Thanksgiving Day, challenge each other to tell politically incorrect jokes.
That's rotten. That's terrible.
Yes, then nothing that can be repeated.
All right. Yeah. So we've started. Yesterday there were
even
retailers.
The children partook.
Really?
Yes.
Now, how old were the children?
Well, in their teens.
Oh, all right. So it's not like. Yeah. All right. So the fact that the stores were open, some of them yesterday, where the ability for, you saw some of the headlines this morning, basically aimed at trying to figure out how opening on Thursday would affect our fragile economy and the precarious finances of some of these big retailers.
Mm-hmm.
In the eyes of the retailers, the shopping period, actually, some of them, if you go back, like Toys R Us, they started early by offering layaway programs. And I don't know if we had Toys R Us specials in the Queen of Cheap box.
Well, they've had special events that you could have. And occasionally they have specials on games and certain items. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our poll today at DougStefan.com. When did you start shopping? A, I started last night. B, by 5 o'clock this morning. C, by 9 this morning I'll be out. D, I'm waiting till this afternoon. E, I'm not shopping on Black Friday. That's me, but I'm not shopping anyway. Can I tell you what really has...
You are so pranked. I think Megan gets a week special and you're stuffing.
I had no, you know what? I actually went to bed at 6 o'clock last night and I had
oh my goodness.
A wonderful night's sleep. And I was up early this morning.
Must
I was on
nice.
The air 1 o'clock this time. I'm ready to go. Okay. So you know what really, yesterday I was listening because there was actually one live talk host and I was driving back from Megan's house last night and he was talking about the protesters here in Los Angeles. You know what? If you don't like working for a company that is open on holidays, then go get another job, you loser.
Right.
These protests by the workers who don't want to work on a holiday is such nonsense. Get a job. Work for a company that isn't open on holidays.
Well, you have a job right
Otherwise,
now.
Otherwise, shut up already about it. I've seen these. We've had four or five of these sort of protests this year, right? I mean, this last week or so. I think it was a Toys R Us guy or a Target guy, somebody who started a 21-year-old kid. Who ought to be, I just edited myself. Thank you.
Yeah.
He ought to be happy,
you know,
that he has a job. Get lost with your complaints.
When you're 21, though, I mean, all you want is everything for nothing.
Yeah.
Well. And it's funny because here we have a couple of guys who come here right out of college.
Yeah.
They start here as an internship. We end up hiring them, you know, and they work their way, you know, kind of into the system and everything. And it's funny to watch them over the course of, you know, 8 or 10 years go from that paid-by-the-hour mentality where everything I do I should get paid for to we are a part of this company. It's something bigger than the hourly wage.
Yep.
And I do what it takes to get the job done.
Yeah, thank you.
And I know that I'll get reimbursed for it for my efforts. And when that light goes off in somebody's head, that's when...
So you're just saying, Richie, 21, at 21, what do you expect?
At 21, 22, 23, right around 25, 27 is when they start to kind of really become part of the bigger picture instead of it's all about
me. So this is nothing new? Are you suggesting this kind of a protest?
I watched this.
Nothing new?
I've watched this with many, many employees, at least here. You know.
So did they complain about having to work on a holiday?
It might be something. It maybe not complain. Sometimes complain, yes, but I want to punch in if I have to work an hour and a half over my 8 hours.
Really?
And I'm like,
see, now I've never heard, for example, Michael Fortier, who's been associated with this program, what, 6, 7 years?
Yes.
I have never heard him complain once about anything that had anything to do except your irresponsible leadership.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've ever heard him complain about.
I don't pay him enough to really. He can complain all he wants. He's cheap.
Radio, we have to be on the air. On holiday, we don't have to. I choose to be. But somebody's got to be there to push the button.
And
so that's
a little bit
of
a different deal. Radio people. Who like are in the business because they want to be in radio?
Yeah,
they kind of get it. They kind of get okay. I mean, like all of us here, we understand. Okay, holidays, nights, weekends, it all comes with the gig,
right?
You know, but we're not. You know, we're having fun making money. So okay, that's part of what happens for it. But people that come in are maybe like the admin staff or something like that. They're not in for that.
No.
So when they have to work an extra couple of hours and they're like, okay, where's the time clock I want to punch in?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no. No.
Punch
if you have to work
out,
5 extra hours to cover a shift or 4 extra hours to cover a shift for somebody, no problem. Okay, punch in because you're covering something else.
Right.
But if you're doing your job and it takes an extra hour or two and you want to punch in, go find another job.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's the way I would look at it. I've been a boss. I'm not a greedy American warlord or business lord. I'll tell you one thing, though. As we were talking last night, Roberta, suffice it to say, our conversation at the table had to do with greed and why we are at war and things like that. But then Brendan got off. My son Brendan is an avid. To say avid is probably doesn't underscore it enough. He's crazy nuts about the Boston teams, the Patriots, Red Sox, and the Celtics. And he grew up on the Celtics, loved basketball, the best of all of the games. So he is like the steam coming out of his ears.
Mm. Oh, about the NBA
dealing
lockout.
And he goes on and on and on. He was watching the Dallas football game yesterday. We were talking about how big
Dallas,
the stadium
oh my
is.
God.
They spent $1 billion. This guy, Jerry.
Dallas has pulled it out twice in the last couple of seconds of past few weeks, and it's killing me.
Whatever. Still, they spend in Texas. They're crazy about football, all right?
Right.
Some parts of the country, they're crazy about baseball. Some parts, they're crazy about basketball. But he went through. Brendan is very intelligent, and he is very studious when it comes to all that. It isn't just about like general conversation. He knows how much all the players make. He knows how much profit there is in these teams. He knows what the general overall relationship is. And he looked at me and he said, "Do you understand?" And this sounded like me talking about other strikes. "Dad, these guys are never going to make, if they go on strike for the season, like the baseball went on strike, football, didn't football have a strike 1 year?"
They haven't had a strike in a long time.
But baseball did, and now basketball. He said these people will never make up the money. Never, ever, ever.
Nope.
He said there's such greed. There's a thing at DougStephan.com today. Matter of fact, Jennifer, when we do our television report, we ought to talk about the folks behind this reality show, Pawn Stars, that want to hire some of the NBA players since they're out of work.
Hey, that's nice. Stimulating the economy.
That's funny.
But realize how this strike is an example of greed and back to the Occupy protesters and what they're protesting. You won't hear them because they haven't thought it through. Most of them are kids. They haven't thought it through. But the greed and the stupidity represented by this kind of loser thinking. Strikes never work. You never, ever, ever, ever get back what you lose. Never. So why is it people don't realize that and cut to the chase and make a deal? You know how much money these, and this is the thing, these greedy, grubby guys that are making millions of dollars playing a game, and the owners of these teams that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're arguing about who basically is the greediest. That's what it is. Who's greedier than the other one? And the guy who's the greediest wins, apparently. That's how it works. And that's the kind of stuff. People see this and they think, okay, wait a minute. This is all about the extraneous money. Who can afford? Let's say they make a deal and they up the prices of the seats. You got to go to the. What does it cost to go to a basketball game?
Dude, oh my!
$30,
God.
$40,
no.
$50, $100.
No, not in L.A. It's over $100.
Okay, no. So who can afford? And how many people? Can people still afford in this economy to go to a game?
I had no idea. I'm like, how do these people afford?
I don't get it either. I don't understand it.
I make okay money. I couldn't buy season tickets to that.
Never mind season tickets. Even go four or five times to watch a game.
I don't know how they do it.
If you take your family, if it's $100, $400 for the tickets, how much do you spend on parking? How much do you spend to buy the stuff that they sell you, the food? You could spend $500 for
night,
family.
My
four.
Night was easily, just for Sean and I, was easily a $300 night.
Right. And the average person, if you're making, now the average in America this year has gone up some, but let's just say it's you're making, the average person makes $1,000 a week. Mm-hmm. All right, or the average household income is $1,000 a week. You're going to spend half of that on going to one game that lasts for 3 hours? Mm-hmm. How are you going to do that? And what sense does it make?
I don't understand how they fill the seats.
I don't either, Rich. I don't and they make so much money. It's all advertising stuff now.
I don't know.
It baffles the mind. It really does.
So. To use one of your words, aghast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out.
19 past the hour on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This Saturday at participating Walmart stores, kids get free photos with Santa from 10 to 2. And while they rattle off their gift requests, think about your house. Loyal. Strong. Your shelter from the storm. Doesn't it deserve some Christmas love? Like a 6'5" pre-lit Colorado Christmas tree for $39 and a 100-count mini light set for $268. Walmart has low prices on everything you need to decorate the trusty home that lets 8 enormous reindeer prance and paw at its roof. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know who Tony is.
Yeah. I'm starving. We know Gaga.
She loves the theater.
An interesting combination. Crank this
never
up.
Never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why lipstick is a tram.
She doesn't dig crap games with barons and earls.
This guy's 87 years old.
Well, that sounds great.
And I'm in
that voice. And I have a whole new respect for her.
She sounds good, doesn't she?
She sounds like she knows how to sing.
You know, she is a Juilliard school
And you told
musician.
Us that before. Yeah,
she's classically trained.
She's classically trained. She has quite a background.
And she's only 29, what, 30? Yeah. How old
younger
is she?
Younger than that.
Younger than that.
Probably 24, 25.
No, she's older than that, isn't she?
Oh, no.
Good heavens. Then what a genius, in a sense, how she's figured out how to promote herself, and this she really knows how to sing.
Basically using the Madonna template.
Yeah, okay. Work for Madonna.
Yeah, it sure did.
Born in 1986. March 1986.
So she's 25.
She just
yeah. Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm sitting in the car, and I've got Juliana's favorite, my little daughter's favorite station on, which is, you know, the hot hits or whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And she loves the Lady Gaga stuff whenever it comes on. I don't know that she'd be able to pick her out of a lineup, but when she hears it, she likes it.
Yeah.
And there's a song that comes on. I'm like, this isn't a bad song. I'm usually not a big fan of the songs on this station, but I'm like, this is a pretty good song. Uh-huh. And it's her. It's that new song that she's got out.
You know, I think we found that with Amy Winehouse, too. Some of the stuff that she, after she died, you listen to some of her repertoire, is actually quite appealing, the way she presented it. So, good for Gaga. Who went back to her old elementary school as part of the very Gaga Thanksgiving TV show. She talked to students about Thanksgiving at her old elementary school.
I decided this year for Thanksgiving, I would spend some time with the third graders from my elementary school. We made turkey arts and crafts and talked about what Thanksgiving means to them. Okay, so now I want everyone to go around the room and say one thing that their family makes at Thanksgiving for dinner, okay?
Turkey.
Okay, name something else.
Ham.
You have ham at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin pie. I have a special, like the sauce that you put on top of.
Cranberries?
Yeah.
You have cranberry sauce. That's great. I love cranberry sauce. My mom makes the best cranberry sauce ever.
I think it's like when really she goes home.
Yeah? Okay. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. How do I look?
All right. So, Gaga is, I have, as a listening to this, it gives me a whole different perspective on her. Here she sings Edge of Glory and dedicates it to her grandmother, as much of it, Richie, as we can get in here.
This one's for you.
Grandmother.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone. It's now and never, baby.
So pretty good. I like it a lot with Tony Bennett. That was good. 20 coming up at 28 past the hour. Okay, here's our 2020 news quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Sure.
How much did the average meal for the average American cost for Thanksgiving? 800-510-8255. The dollar amount
for one person.
It includes
when you break it down to one person. Yeah.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. 20 and after on Good Day.
I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Everyone knows that old clip. It's one of 500 films in the Library of Congress National Film Registry. That's right. That dancing popcorn's been honored along with The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
A fascinating new DVD, These Amazing Shadows, celebrates the film registry. It's a great documentary that, for some reason, makes me hungry.
To get ourselves a treat.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman do battle in Conan the Barbarian. Friday Night Lights' Kyle Chandler faces a space alien in Super 8. And Christopher Plummer starts life anew in Beginners. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
At Chevy, we've been challenging Americans to check out our cars and trucks versus the competition, and they've been finding out the facts. Take Chevy Impala SS. It comes with a 303-horsepower small block V8 that still gets an EPA-estimated 28 highway miles per gallon. Get the facts. Compare Chevy head-to-head against any competitor. Go to Edmunds.com. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Here on the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous, fabulous, fabulous,
fabulous.
Face. She's the fabulous face of the Good Day program because she has so many faces.
Nice. Beautiful face.
So many faces.
Beautiful face. Yes, she does. Okay, Jennifer Horn will check the television news for us in a few minutes. Roberta has the Freebie Friday deals.
Freebie Friday.
Not so freebie. Not quite.
Not quite Freebie Friday.
You've got all that stuff. Jimmy Fallon apologized to Michelle Bachmann.
He didn't say anything. Right. You can't say that.
What? That's what the name of the song is.
And I know what the name of the song is, but you're not going to be able to say
Lion. Okay, so anyway.
No.
She was on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon on Monday, and he sent her a tweet.
Tweet.
I'm honored that Michelle Bachmann was on our show, and I'm so sorry about the intro mess. I really hope she comes back. The band is called The Roots that Fallon has.
Right, right.
And they took responsibility for doing it, saying it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I don't know. How do you do stuff
not
like
funny,
that?
Not funny. Spur classless of the kind of hour.
Worse than that. Worse, I think. I think it goes way beyond that, Jennifer, actually. I think you lose. I don't like Jimmy Fallon. Never have. But I think that that just...
But he's a nice guy. I mean, whether you think he's funny, yeah. He's always been a nice guy.
Yeah.
Well, so whether you believe he didn't have any
knowledge I take it what he said at his word.
I do, too.
I take him for his word.
I do, too.
It just... then what is the band... Hey, what's their M.O.? And
the Roots? They were a big band in their own right before his show ever came along.
Yeah. Okay. Well... At any rate, that is, I think, something that at least deserves a little bit of attention. And the fact that he apologized, I thought was what was necessary there, frankly. It's 24 before the hour. Okay, here's our 2020 news quiz. The focus on food. American Farm Bureau Federation every year will take all of the fixins, and then they'll tell you what it costs for the average family to be fed. So that's the number I'm looking for, 800-510-8255. If it's any help, it's 14% more this year than it was last year.
Ooh.
The largest increase since they have been studying or keeping these records at the American Farm Bureau Federation, which has been in existence for 84 years. So the largest year-to-year increase. I've told you before what's going on. Food costs because of what it costs to move the food around. And the fact that people are not... there is plenty of support, but farmers are not being able, are not allowed because of government interference with just being able to farm. More farmers getting driven out of business. I mean, we are so cutting our own throats in this country in so many different ways. This is just an example. The fact that you pay 14% more this year for your Thanksgiving meal than you did last year is a complete 100% testimony to the government screwing up things, and that includes, by the way, I think you can hold the government responsible for the cost of petroleum. If we were more independent and didn't depend so much on other sources of oil, and that basically is all down to government decision, isn't it? That's a function of government. Where do we get our oil? Why do we buy from this, and why don't we have our own, like the oil shale is becoming a big thing, and drilling off the coast. what is it, Sarah Palin says, drill, baby, drill.
Mm-hmm.
Not, what's the other side of that? Not stall, baby, stall. I think that's
right.
Was, but anyway, 800-510-8255. So just as a result of your gathering with your family, we're interested in how much Richie's cost actually came out on the button, what his family spent for fixing for 20 people is almost on the button to what it cost the average family to feed itself. All right? You know the number? You'll call us at 800-510-8255. Roberta, after you do your Queen of Cheap, I have a special gift idea for
Ooh.
You. A special gift idea. Well, let's get to the
She's
report first.
Queen of Cheap. The diva of dumpster time.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Not quite Freebie Friday
Not quite
deals.
Freebie Friday. Exactly. What is, we have some Freebie Friday stuff for you, but some deals were just so incredible for the next couple of days that I said, you know what, I got to put these on, because some of them are only good through the weekend. Let's start with Ace Hardware. We got a coupon here for you. 50% off one item on November 26th. That's Saturday. So you can go into Ace. You can find a $500 snowblower or whatever and get 50% off one item. It's just, oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's one item under $30.
Ah.
If you find a snowblower for under $30, you get 50% off one item.
I was getting ready to go get that snowblower.
The snowblower under $30 is a shovel and a broom.
Oh,
but I'll use it.
Oh, it's a great coupon. I'm going to go use it also.
Use it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At Vista Print, you can get 100 free Christmas postcards. If you can imagine, you know, the postcards that people send that you always get annoyed at with the pictures of their kids and everything on it. Like, what am I going to do with this? You feel guilty throwing them out, but, you know, on the other hand, you don't want to keep pictures of
use
somebody else's
kids. Use
them
to start a fire, then you won't feel guilty. Use for something
worthwhile.
You can
get 100 of these absolutely free.
Wow.
Shipping and handling's only about $6.50.
You know,
so,
what's neat?
It's really cheap.
Is to save them year to year and go back and compare your friends' families
every
year.
See how everybody's grown,
See how everybody's grown.
Well, those are cool. Yeah.
You can do that.
Cool. Yeah, that's it. You had that last year, Richie, that idea. That's a very good idea, actually.
Okay.
And then give it back to them, frame it, and then that's their gift next year. So
oh, I like that.
Like 10 years from now.
Yeah. Whatever.
Give it back to them framed.
Yeah.
Snapfish is giving you 100 free Snapfish prints, another great deal. We've got all sorts of coupons for you from Michael's Good Saturday through Saturday, 30% off, 25% off, 50% off. Some of these are timed, like 50% off on the 25th from noon to 9:30, and then an extra 20% off the entire purchase from 8 a.m. to noon on the 26th. So you've got to just check out and see what times they're for, but a whole bunch of Michael's coupons for you. Bath & Body Works, a free item with a purchase of $10, and that expires on the 24th of December. So if you need some quick stocking stuffers, that's a good one. Hallmark Gold Crown Stores, $5 off of $10. We have a free album from Jillian Edwards, and here is the queen of them all, the queen of cheap of them all, restaurant.com. Remember last year they did it called it Feed It Forward? Well, they're back with Feed It Forward. You can give a free $10 restaurant.com gift certificate to anybody, and it doesn't cost you a thing. They're absolutely free.
Cool.
You just give it to coworkers, friends, families, the neighbor down the block you don't know, somebody that you hate, whatever. You can give a free $10 restaurant.com gift certificate to everybody, the whole world, if you want. So all of this is on Queen of Cheap at DougStephan.com. Just take a look at it.
And make sure you go back to Wednesday's Black Friday tip list, the deals there. We have them cumulative, and you can check all of these out. Spend a little time doing that. You'll save a lot of money.
Something Thursday also, even though, you know, we were here.
We've got
all sorts of stuff on it.
All week long.
We've
had some great things. All right, so this may be the gift of the year. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
The most expensive thing in its class that I have found this year is a razor blade that costs $100,000.
Why?
Whoa.
This is you heard me correctly, a razor. $100,000 for a razor.
Why?
There's a new razor technology it's an iridium razor.
You're not talking about the razor phone, right?
No.
Like a real razor, huh?
No, I'm talking about a razor blade that has a new blade made of white sapphire that is 5,000 times thinner than a human hair, and it will last 10 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
The handle of this razor blade is made from metal that comes from meteorites and is 10 times more rare than platinum.
Now you're kind of getting me interested.
Can I ask a question? I have a question here.
Yes.
Why?
Well, because you can. This is a testament to greed and to having too much money or whatever the heck.
It's just cool. Yeah. I want a razor with a handle made from meteorites.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Richie. It's made by Zafiro, Zafirro. All right? So if you want to look it up, look up that. They have a website, Zafirro. And they have this thing has created a lot of buzz for them, as you can imagine. They only have a few of them. That's the silliest part of the whole thing. We only have, get yours now while supplies last. That's what I love. $100,000 for a razor. There you go, Roberta. I have pretty much everything else in my life. You could get me that, though, because that's a gift for somebody.
But, you know, if you're spending that much money on a razor, you could spend money on laser treatments to get rid of the hair permanently so you don't need the razor. Right, Jen?
That's a really good point.
Right.
That's on my Christmas list.
Who's going to laser all of the hair off of your face if you're a guy? You don't want to
do
that.
It. Some guys do it.
I had my ears, my hair in my ears baby lasered. Baby.
You had your ears lasered?
It didn't work. Well, some of them came back.
Still a Wookiee.
I still have hair I got to cut out of my ears.
I wonder about hair in the ears.
Gross thing.
Yeah.
I saw a Pakistani one day. He had hair growing out of his ears and his nose.
Yeah.
It was the grossest thing. You could comb it.
My wife, when she used to work at this one office, there was like a team of them, and there was five.
Pakistanis?
And they had this one guy who just had hair coming out of his nose, his ears. So one day they just left one of those nose hair trimmers in his desk.
Yeah,
and just didn't say anything.
Yeah,
and he actually did use it, but it was just you can't. It's like what was the movie where it's my Austin Powers, Mike Myers, mole. Yeah. It's just that you can't take your eyes away from this nose, just bushy nose. It's
16 before the hour on Good Day, Jennifer Jack's Television, including the story of these folks that are looking for NBA players in Pawn Stars. Meanwhile, if you are over the age of 35 and you have fine lines and deep wrinkles, either or both of those things, and are desirous of looking about 10, 15 years younger, who would not raise their hand when it came to asking, would you like to fix this? And of course you're going to say yes. That's why you're going to love what's been introduced by David Pollack, the beauty expert. His Fountain of Youth has used clinically proven technology to develop a skin hydrator that will increase your hydration level by almost 100% and reduce wrinkles by two-thirds. And if you're not sure whether it's something you'd like to try, here's a way you can try it, and it won't cost you anything. A free bottle of Fountain of Youth is yours, as I've described it, by going online, visit the website organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY, and it'll come to you. This miracle anti-aging serum, Fountain of Youth, comes to you absolutely free. It's you pay a little shipping and handling. You're not going to pay for the serum. You pay for it to get to you. It's one of these things that is almost beyond belief. It doesn't smell. It doesn't have any grease. No, it's just you put it on your skin, and you'll feel how differently this is approaching the problem of having enough hydration in your skin. Organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY. Try it now. Use everybody in your family's name. Get a bunch of them as stocking stuffers. Great way to get people introduced to this product. It's Fountain of Youth, free bottle yours at organicattitude.com, radio code GOODDAY.
This Saturday at participating Walmart stores, kids get free photos with Santa from 10 to 2. And while they rattle off their gift requests, think about your house. Loyal. Strong. Your shelter from the storm. Doesn't it deserve some Christmas love? Like 4-foot outdoor Christmas inflatables, starting at $29.98. Or even some $5 glitter stockings. Walmart has low prices on everything you need to decorate the trusty home that lets 8 enormous reindeer prance and paw at its roof. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everybody. This is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. Well, the government has decided to scrap the Christmas tree tax that it just proposed at 15-cent assessment per tree. I understand the Christmas Tree Growers Association is in favor of this because it helps to socialize the marketing costs and get rid of the free rider problem. But why is the government getting involved in forcing Christmas tree growers to contribute to a marketing campaign that they might not otherwise contribute to? Why is the government even involved in agriculture? That is the problem. You know, that is an agency we should get rid of, the Department of Agriculture. We would have a much more efficient agriculture industry if the government stayed out. And, of course, Christmas trees, I don't even know why it's agriculture. This is a religious, symbolic purchase. The government's not involved in subsidizing the dreidel industry or the menorah industry. They shouldn't be involved in Christmas trees. And on a bigger issue, they shouldn't be involved in agriculture. Get more at shiftradio.com.
That's pretty interesting point of view. All right, let's see. This Thanksgiving cost, the meal cost, nobody had the right answer. The increase, 14%, brings it to $49.24 on average for a meal that includes a 16-pound turkey and all of the trimmings. That's a lot of money.
I don't buy it. No, because that's for a family of something. That's not just for one person.
Yeah.
Who can make a meal for that amount
Richie
of money?
Richie spent that much money on the on his
per person we came up with, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, this was per person. This is for like a family of four.
Right. But if you multiply it out, by the time you're all done, it's a couple hundred bucks.
Right. So I don't know
49.
How...
49... Huh?
If $49, that national total,
yeah.
is for a family of four, I believe.
Right.
And so that comes down to like 10 or, you know, whatever it is, you know, 12 bucks a person.
Are you arguing with me?
No, but I'm saying how in the world can anybody feed their family
right.
for $12? It's way more expensive than that. Richie's more on track with 50 yeah. bucks a person.
That's why, exactly. That's why that number came.
Yeesh.
All right, anyway, before we run out of time, what's going on in the world of television, including this reality show Pawn Stars that we have a story about on DougStephan.com.
Yeah, well, those NBA players are out of work, so Pawn Stars is trying to do their job to keep everybody employed, and they've approached a few athletes, like LeBron James, to work for them at Gold and Silver Pawn, which is this downtown pawn shop that the History Channel features on their TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys could sell electronics and all these things that are in the pawn shop. I don't think that they're going to be running to take the job, though,
no.
do you?
I mean, no.
No.
All right, so what's on tonight and this weekend that's exciting?
Well, actually, I have a little bit of gossip before we talk
good.
About
Even
that.
Oh, better, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we've been following the story about Howard Stern. He may want to take over
right.
Piers Morgan's spot in America's Got Talent. Well, he threw out how much money and his demands if he takes this job.
Uh-huh.
You know how much he wants a year?
They offered him 15. What does he want?
$20 million a year.
Yeah.
And he wants the show to move to New York
yeah,
and
they said
tape earlier on
yep.
his schedule. So,
they said yes to all of that. They offered him 15. He wants 20. They'll settle at 17 and a half, and the deal's done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bad news also, if you're a soap opera fan, All My Children, One Life to Live were supposed to go to online, into this online company,
yeah.
Prospect Park. Denied. It's over.
Oh.
A bunch of they couldn't make a deal with the union, so it's now shelved.
51 after on Good Day.
Yeah.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Cyber Monday travel deals, bestfares.com, represented by Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of these deals. You'll find out how you can get quick fare information for Doug Steffen listeners in just a moment here on Good Day, so stand by for that.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The next-generation Fidelity app for iPad connects you to your portfolio, worldwide markets, and powerful investment tools, all with the touch of your iPad. Richard Blanc, Executive VP of Digital Distribution at Fidelity.
Using Fidelity's new iPad app, investors can get a visual story of the market, generate trading ideas, and stay connected to their portfolio, which is especially important in today's volatile markets.
For more information, go to fidelity.com/new app. System availability and response times may be subject to mobile phone network and market conditions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hurry in for huge savings at the PetSmart Black Friday sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 50% on select pet beds, collars, treats, rawhide, and more. And save 50% on all pet holiday products and apparel. Plus, save $5 on all Iams dog food and 30 to 40 pound bags. Don't miss these Black Friday deals and more. One day only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. Doors open at 7 a.m. while supplies last. Offer valid November 25th.
This Saturday at participating Walmart stores, kids get free photos with Santa from 10 to 2. And while they rattle off their gift requests, think about your house. Loyal. Strong. Your shelter from the storm. Doesn't it deserve some Christmas love? Like a 300-count icicle light set for $8.98 or 30 shatterproof ornaments for $4.97. Walmart has low prices on everything you need to decorate the trusty home that lets 8 enormous reindeer prance and paw at its roof. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here with the travel that we always get off onto our discussion of planes and yada yada before we get to your deals. I'm going to make this public. I'm going to send an email. I did already to gerard.arpy@aa.com about they're moving the great thing about the 757, really good utilitarian airplane, good coast to coast thing. There's plenty of room for people who want to go medium haul. This is a good plane. Now they're putting them on some of the European flights, or Hawaii, where they use 767s because they're using those. Anyway, the bottom line is they're putting these smaller planes on coast to coast, and the customers, everybody on that plane, at least sitting where I was, complained about it. Don't they listen to the customers? They tried this once before, and they stopped because everybody complained about it. Do they really listen, or do they really care,
well,
or what?
Well, I think they're getting their butts kicked, too. I mean, Virgin American has such a nice product when you go from Boston to San Francisco and L.A.
So why would
Virgin
they make
American
it?
Is nice.
Well, they've got to get their, well, they've got, you know what, 400 airplanes on order.
Yeah.
And they're all supposed to be equipped with all the new toys and whistles right now.
Yeah, but they're still smaller planes, and they're not comfortable to go that far.
I understand, but then, you remember, Aloha Airlines used to fly the 737s to Hawaii, too.
Yeah, and look at how wonderfully well they're doing.
Well, again, they're no longer flying.
So. Duh. All right, so what do we have for deals for Doug Stephan?
Black Fridays, of course, and this actually, some of these will go all weekend long. One of my best ones I like is if you're on the, especially around the United States, you've been trying to get to Hawaii. We think right after the first of the year, especially in the January, February time period, when it's cold everywhere else, we're finding, even on the western part of the United States where fares are to Honolulu are now in the $400 or $500 range, you can get a 5 nights on the beach, all taxes. There's a $165 promo code. It's only good till Monday, but it's $599. Starts at $599 per person. So you might.
So you have to go.
That.
Do you go to bestfares.com, or are you better off to call the
800-576-1234? No, this one you have to use a special link that we've got from the airline.
So you got to do it online to bestfares.com.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's a cyber deal. And then Hard Rock Cafe. I'm not sure if you talked about this tonight, today, or this morning. It's dark out where I'm at. You if you're one of the first ones on there today, you're going to get $25 off room nights in San Diego. Right. Have you been to San Diego? You're getting a $25 room night in San Diego is a miracle all by itself.
Right.
Also, if you're going to Europe for New Year's, we've got a date for you. I think December 29th for New Year's. You'll save $300 to $400 off the Christmas airfares.
Oh, cool. All right, check it out at bestfares.com. Actually, just go to DougStephan.com. Get Tom Parsons' picture in your focus. He's in the contributor box at DougStephan.com, and that'll click on that goes right to the deals for Doug Stephan listeners. Thank you, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.